way.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Bonsoir Catin and T-Monde, and Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Tune in to the Diamond Sea every Saturday night at midnight for a mixtape of classic and contemporary independent music here on listener-supported 88.7 FM KRVS, public radio for Acadiana.
I believe that there is a young lady in here who is trying to take over our program right here. So we may just let her do that, and thinking that she can do that on this KRVS. We're going to do some training after a little while. You'll hear a different voice sitting in this chair. So don't worry about it. And you just give her a little time, and she will do very well. And she's from the big town of Sunset. So you stay tuned in a little while, as one of a new trainee that we'll have in the studio on KRVS. So just stay where you are. It's 1 minute past 10 o'clock, and you're listening to Zydeco Sans Passale. So here we go with something by Jeffrey Broussard. Big Fat Mama.
Fat women, bro. Uh-oh. I like them too.
Thank you.
Fat Woman by none other than Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys on this beautiful Saturday morning. Here we go with something, special request for someone who had called in early this morning and wanted to hear something by Gino Delafosse on his La Chanson Perdue, meaning Lost Song by Gino Delafosse on his CD. And he recorded this in, let's see, 1998 on Rondo Records. Bonsoir, Moreau. Si tu l'aimes valser comme moi, c'est l'heure pour commencer à cette heure-là. C'est pas trop bonne heure, c'est pas trop tard aussi. Allons valser un petit peu, là, messieurs, madame et les chers amis. C'est l'heure.
Soleil, y'a presque
Bonsoir, Moro, par Gino Delafosse. C'est un samedi matin. Nous allons continuer avec le blues ce matin. And we were told that this weekend, or this week, is Blues Day or Blues Week. And we're going to play something by one of the great blues artists of all. And we always talk about him. We always tease him, saying there's a big dinner going on. And by the way, there is, but he is having a barbecue over at his place on St. Charles Street this afternoon, around 4 o'clock this afternoon. And he said he's inviting all of you to come by and just partake. Now, he may have one rib, two ribs, but in one leg quarter. And that's about all he's going to have on that. So, I know he'll be calling in a little while if he's listening this morning. And but he says if you want to put something on the pit, you bring your own leg quarter. And one rib, that's all he provides. And he got a couple of charcoal in the barbecue pit, and that's about it. And you got to get there early enough to make sure you get to barbecue your piece of meat, whatever you're going to put on there. So if you want to bring some crawfish, you can do that too as well. But he says that everyone is invited to come by and enjoy it. But anyway, he plays the blues. Great musician on the serious side. And people love his music. I certainly do. And I cherish the friendship that we have of Lil Buck Senegal and I. We've enjoyed just talking and just communicating and sometimes fussing. And sometimes he'll tell me off. And he'll tell me, no, don't come by his house anymore, and he'll call me when you come in. So this is the kind of relationship we have. Lil Buck Senegal, Why I Sing the Blues.
Thank you.
17 past, and you're listening to Lil Buck Senegal, Why I Sing the Blues. And it was a song made by B.B. King, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, and recorded, and Dave Clark, and on Korea Music. So, and also backing him up was none other than Lee Allen Zeno, Nathaniel Jolivet, and Keith Clement, and Andy Cornette, and late Andy Cornette on the harmonica. So this is the people that actually backed him up on this CD, a great CD. And one of the cuts that we play sometimes is The Blues Is Killing Me. And he made this selection, and one of the selections that actually sometimes I wonder the impact and the sounds and the lyrics that he wrote on that and how the sounds actually fit sometimes today. Anyway, Lil Buck Senegal. And I have a student actually looking over my shoulder right now and trying to learn how to do all of this. But we'll give her a much lesson on this. Coming up is something by Andre Theory. And here comes something on his Zydeco Magic Sounds, A Whole Lot of Something. Joe Pete. Joe Pete got two women with 18 pass. 10 o'clock, that's not a very good idea. Joe Pete, ladies and gentlemen. All right, his next selection is coming up for it's coming up for Goldman Thibodeau and Miss Therese, and you tripping on my wire right here. You're pulling on my ears. Look at that. You crossing it? Look at that. Oh my goodness. You got it? To be young again. Anyway, 24 past. This next selection is seriously going out for Mr. and Mrs. Goldman Thibodeau. And they just called in this morning and they wanted to make sure I play something by Clifton Chenier. And this record, this selection, I hope you will enjoy this one. And it is, to me, describe what you do, Goldman, every day as you wake up in the morning and you look across your farm and you look across and look at the animals and you reflect back on the times when you were coming up, as you often shared with us about your experience in working on the farm and all of that and trying to make a living. And it was hard times, but it was enjoyable. And this cut right here, also I remember, and I can associate this as much as you probably can. The title of this one is called I'm a Farmer, Monsieur Raconteur.
Thank you.
right back with more Zydeco, so stay tuned. Don't you dare go.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Tune in on Thursday nights at 11 o'clock to La Vellonera, Latin American Music for Acadiana, with your host Diego Martin, only here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon and Guesthouse, a music venue, hostel, and bar in downtown Lafayette, offering private and bungalow-style accommodations along with live music every Wednesday through Saturday. For reservations, the number is 337-234-2422. For a music calendar, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
All right, we're back at 31 past. We are now in the third segment of Zydeco Son Pasale with your host, JB and MC. Every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon, we do it right here, loud and clear on 88.7 FM, 100,000 watts. And if you're streaming online on the web, of course, you can go to krvs.org and click on Listeners Radio, and you'll be right in tune with us, like Jan and Daryl Green all the way from Australia. Good morning to both of you. Hope that you're doing well. And Monsieur Alain and all the way in Paris, France. I hope you're doing very well up there. And, of course, right here in Falkland Island, we're right here in our midst of Leroy Marceau and Mr. and Mrs. Goldman Thibodeau and those folks in the Lake Charles area, Alfred Cesar, Andrew Cesar. Good morning to all of you. And also our good Latino friends, good morning to you as well. We're going to play something for you, especially for you, all the Latino friends. Here we go with something by Keith Frank, Mamacita. We'll be right back.
it's on. Quieres la mano, la campagne. J'ai parti là-bas, c'est mon pomme, ton nana. Donne-moi un autre filet whisky. Un voyage là-bas de ton nana. Donne-moi un autre filet whisky. Un autre filet whisky. Un voyage là-bas de ton nana.
Terry and Exotico Bad Boys, Don't Na Na, on a brand new CD. That's one of the cuts on his new CD on this Saturday morning. With 39 past, and we're, of course, we're in the third segment, the troisième segment, Exotico Sans Passale. Tous les samedis matins, ça fait l'Exotico, jouer l'Exotico, la musique d'Exotico. Now, we have this morning three guests in the studio. But first, we're going to be talking to two of them that actually has something to do with a Grand Coteau Zydeco cruise. And good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
And
good morning.
And they're going to be talking to us about what is it that they are here for on this cruise. So would you introduce yourselves, and then you're going to tell the folks exactly why are you here.
My name is Pauline Edmond, and I belong to a group called SOC, which stands for Saving Our Community Center.
My name is Edith Guidry, and I belong to SOC.
Go ahead. And what are you here for? What are you
We'd like to invite everyone to our Zydeco Hawaiian cruise on August the 9th. We have Leroy Thomas, who will be playing for us that night. And it's not really a cruise like you're going across the ocean, but we're hoping to have a cruise atmosphere with
kind of a Hawaiian luau or
right,
something.
We'll greet you hopefully with a boat kind really? Of atmosphere so on the outside.
So you will have a boat?
We hope so. Yeah, you'll have to use your imagination a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But we'll have something looking like a boat on the outside. And when you enter our hall, it'll be have a Hawaiian look. So you will be getting into Hawaii.
Yes, yes. And where this is going to take place?
At the Peter Claver Hall in Grand Coteau.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody knows where that is.
And that's, 252 Church Street in Grand Coteau.
Correct.
That's where it's located. Uh-huh. And we're looking at donations of, $10 in advance, $12 at the door. It's a good
that's
donation.
Correct. Uh-huh.
And it's for Worthy Cause, I'm sure, right? Because you're saying saving what you say?
Saving our community center.
Saving our community center.
Right. Our hall was actually called St. Peter Claver Gymnasium.
Mm-hmm.
It was part of the St. Peter Claver High School. And once the school closed, we continued to use the gym as a center for social activities, wedding receptions,
mm-hmm.
And things of this nature.
How long has this organization been in existence, though? You've been
SOC got involved in about 1984, mm-hmm. which we started a big push to renovate the hall because before it had been used as a gym, it had been closed for a while, so we kind of revived it then. Then we kind of disbanded for a while, and now we decided to take it over again, the same group, to revitalize it. So we've been doing a lot of work on it to make it really look nice, and we're continuing to raise money.
Well, good. And Miss Edith, Miss Guidry, you had I'm sure you have something to add to all of this. And what part do you play in all of this?
I am the treasurer.
Oh, you
very
the one,
important
you,
part.
You're the one keep up with the dollars.
Yes, I do.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're going to be at the door.
Yes, I will. I'll be collecting the funds. It's going to cost you $10 in advance, $12 at the door. If you're looking for tickets, we have Miss Renella Henry. Mm-hmm. Her telephone number is 337-349-5814. Or you can go by P&D, which is at 106 St. Joseph Street in Grand Coteau. Miss Edmonds would be glad to give you a ticket and sell you a cake. Free advertisement.
He just done something like, wow, she just threw it in there. And let
you put me
tell
on
you,
the mic.
Good gracious, she did it for me already. You know, he wasn't supposed to do that, but she did it anyway.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, it's no problem. Hey, ain't no problem. You know, sometimes we just slip and let it go by.
You told me to be myself.
That's right. That's right. But anyway, Grand Coteau Zydeco Cruise featuring Leroy Thomas and Zydeco Roadrunner Saturday, August the 9th, which is this coming Saturday.
Correct.
And at 9:30 to 1:30 at St. Peter Claver Hall at 252 Church Street in Grand Coteau. And again, they are all invited. And you need to bring, wear, I guess, a little outfit. I see.
Yes, well, you're invited to dress in Hawaiian
really?
Outfit. Or just casual, since it is a Zydeco.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Just casual. Just come on. Bring yourself.
Right. Bring yourself.
Okay. Good. And just you might just want to bring you the you got to wear the little patch because if you get seasick, just good. for the seasickness that you get on the cruise.
Right, you just might, so be prepared.
Thank you, Ms. Edmund and Ms. Guidry. Thank you very much. And
you're
we're going to talk to Patrice Melding in a little while. She's going to tell us something about what's coming up. Sure, go ahead.
We'd certainly like to thank all the our families and friends and contributors who've been really, really helping us to get the funds we need. So we thank all of them, and we thank the radio station as well for giving us this opportunity.
Well, thank you. So you're back home anyway.
Yes.
You graduated from UL in 64, as you indicated
that's
to
true.
Me. Well, very good. So what do you think about the place now?
It has changed.
It has changed.
I came back later to get my master's, but it has still changed since then as well. So it's really beautiful.
So you were in the school system, I assume.
Right. I'm a retired school teacher, and then I went into the cake decorating business.
Oh, so you're the cake person. Okay. Okay. Thanks
Indeed.
Very much for coming. And
Thank you
be a stranger. And I know I got cake in the kitchen over there for me.
Thank you.
been up and we've been down. So clean up this mess, stop fooling around. Now why didn't you tell me you needed the space? Now I lost another pretty face. Now why didn't you tell me you needed the space? Now I lost another pretty face.
Chubby Carrier and another pretty face on this Saturday morning. We certainly have three pretty faces in the studio this morning as visiting with us. We certainly do not want them to leave, of course, but you know how it is sometimes. We'll be back with Patrice in a little bit right after this selection. She'll tell us something about what is taking place in Opelousas with the tourist system and trying to bring people over there. So stay tuned right here, ladies and gentlemen, on 88.7 FM.
I got you on my mind. One day, babe. Oh, one day. You're gonna come home to me, darling.
I'm home, babe.
Just coming back to Dance With Me, just that's what Dwayne Dopsey wants you to do on his CD called Been Good to You. And so we're going to talk to Miss Patrice Melnick from the Tourist Bureau in Opelousas, Louisiana. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, I'm happy to have you here. And you want to tell the people about what's going on in Opelousas area?
Sure. Actually, there's a lot of things going on. But one of them is the Music and Market Series is coming up. And the first event is September the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a multi-layered event. That's going to feature C.J. Chenier and the Red Hot Louisiana Band from Texas. And it also feature the Wayne Blue Burns Band out of Sunset. And it's going to be an interesting event because C.J. Chenier is the son of Clifton Chenier.
Right.
One of the members of the Wayne Blues Band is a rug board maker. And he is the son of Willie Landry, the first person.
Oh, yeah, T-Don Landry, yes.
That's right. He's a rug board maker, and he's the son of the man who created the first musical rug board mm-hmm. for the brother of Clifton Chenier in 1946, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that, so it's a coming together and a celebration of Clifton Chenier and rug boards and Zydeco music.
Yes, that's wonderful. Something else, because he just said what happened, and Cleveland just gave him a pattern. He said, well, this is what I would like to have done and made. And so that's when his father, T-Don's father, wrote it out and drew it out and all that, and he came out with the rub board in which they use right now, rather than the washboard that
right.
they have. So, yes, it is true, but that's going to be something else. And what else going on then? Then I'm supposed to be emceeing this program, I
yes,
understand.
Yes, and you'll be emceeing that evening. And the mayor of Opelousas is going to present the keys to the city to C.J. Chenier. And also, by the way, the Wayne Burns, he played with Clifton Chenier for almost 20 years and played with C.J. Chenier. And so
whoa.
It's a coming together of a lot of people connected to Clifton Chenier.
Wow. Yeah. Wayne Burns. I'm not familiar with the name. I'm not familiar with all of them anyway, because they had various musicians, a part of backup
right.
band for Clifton Chenier.
Exactly.
exactly. in all these years.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. So what time is supposed to get started?
It begins at 5:30, and it'll go all the way to 8:30. There'll be food for sale, there'll be drinks. And this event takes place on the Courthouse Square in Opelousas, mm-hmm. right downtown. So
that's
it's a
right.
wonderful setting under the oaks.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful place, though. Then on October 3rd, you have Lil Kenny and the Heartbreakers.
We do.
And it's called Swamp Pop Music that's going to be played. Now, that's all also going to take place on the...
That'll be at the Farmer's Market.
Okay, that's going to be the Farmer's Market.
Yes.
Well, good.
And the Opelousas Farmer's Market.
And as we get closer to it, of course, we're going to let the folks know about what's taking place because you got Soul Creole featuring Corey Ledé mm-hmm. and many others in that band. And then you got Hotline Variety, and you got Wayne and the Same Old Two-Step going to be also playing. That's coming up in the year, in the month of October. But the main feature is on September 26th.
It's going to be a fantastic kickoff for Music and Market.
That's right. It's good. Well, happy to have you here, and you brought all of the guests and your supporters.
All my friends from Grand Coteau. Anyway, I'm very excited, and again, I'm so excited that you'll be the MC and you'll bring the evening together. And
well, hopefully, I'll do that. I'll be able to do that, and I'm honored to be able to be a part of it. Anyway, and thank you very much. So, anytime you want to come by and have something or just come by and visit, and just you can bring certainly the guests.
Thank you so much,
Ms. Guidry.
Thank you for having us all here.
Oh, yeah.
We really love it, and my Grand Coteau friends are putting on a great event in Grand Coteau, which you just heard about.
Yeah.
So
we'll try to be there, and with our luau and all that, and I'll bring my passport and stick behind my ear to make sure I don't get seasick all the time. Thanks very much, Wayne, Whiskey River Two Step.
Wow, man! Be that.